Good morning, folks, and welcome to worship. Thank you so much for the way you are being patient with us, the way you are being so affirming to us. Thank you for the way you're continuing to build community and family with one another, even while staying safe and taking care of each other. To that end, I've chosen a passage that I hope is familiar to you today. In these days of reformation and transformation, I thought perhaps it could bring some comfort and perhaps some challenge for us as well. Nicodemus comes to see Jesus for a visit. Nicodemus is a Pharisee. He and Jesus probably had some theological differences, and so Nicodemus comes to check out what's going on with Jesus. He comes at night. Many people want to make something out of the nighttime that Nicodemus sneaks over to Jesus' camp. Perhaps it was just that it was convenient. Jesus works during the day, Nicodemus works during the day, and so at night they come together as people do to have a meal and to have conversation. And Nicodemus comes with this perplexing question: how can a man be born again when he is old? Nicodemus is worried by that because Jesus has said, if you want to see the kingdom of God, you must be born again. And Nicodemus is old at this point, and he goes, how's that going to happen? Well, I can tell you that many of us are being reborn in these days. We are being energized and transformed by the Spirit of God that is blowing around us. Churches across the nation, around the world, are finding creative ways to minister and build community with each other while practicing social distancing and safety. You know, we can't go out to eat with our friends. We can't go to the movies. We can't hug our grandchildren. But we are finding new ways to be community. And it's amazing what God is doing. Who would have thought we would have been going to church like this? And here we are. We are being reborn even now. How can a man be reborn? By paying attention to the things that God has put on their pathway for expanding the kingdom of God. And so Jesus hears Nicodemus's question, and three times he says to Nicodemus in verse 3, in verse 5, and in 11, Nicodemus, I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you God's truth. I'm telling you divine truth. So what's the problem here? Well, Jesus, Nicodemus says, we know you are a good teacher. We know you're a good preacher. We know you are a man of God because we've seen you do signs and wonders. But tell me, Jesus, how do you do what you do? It seems to me that perhaps Nicodemus was just as interested in what was going on behind the curtain as what it meant to be born again. How do you do what you do, Jesus? Let me see behind the curtain. Nicodemus has come to the Wizard of Oz in Nazareth to see what the tricks are. And Jesus says, no tricks, Nick. No tricks. And then there is that fabulous discussion in verse 10 and following. We speak of what we know and we testify to what we have seen. We speak of what we know and we testify to what we have seen. Nicodemus, there are no tricks. You've said yourself that I'm a man of God. There's nothing behind the curtain. There's nothing up my sleeve. We speak of what we know, the kingdom of God, and we testify to what we have seen. The wind blows where it will, but the Spirit of God blows where it will as well. We speak of what we know and we testify to what we have seen. And in today's world, so do we. The stories keep coming of how we are ministering to one another in these days. Did you see the picture on the Facebook page of the man in the tractor who drove up into the parking lot for Community Cafe to get his lunch the other day? A fabulous story of ministry. And I have to tell you, this past Tuesday night's deacons meeting was one of the more inspirational meetings I've ever been a part of. deacons and committee members, 35 or more people coming together via the internet over phones, talking about and agreeing about good work that will keep our church safe, that will keep our church responsible, and will allow us to come out on the other end healthy and ready to do ministry again in creative ways. It was inspirational. It was deep conversation. But it was a level of trust and community that I have rarely seen among church leaders. I didn't expect it even among you as a congregation. But yet, there on my screen, there it was. We talked about hard things on Tuesday evening. We talked about decisions that needed to be made that affected all of us. And they were painful decisions for the most part. And yet we spoke with respect to one another. We spoke with love and compassion with one another. It was fabulous. Nothing short of a miracle of God. Republicans and Democrats agreeing on a bill that will give aid to all of us, nothing short of a miracle of God. This Wednesday, when we talked to our ECM faculty, Christy and Aaron and I were on the phone, as well as Kenneth, and we talked to this faculty, people who are beloved, people who are committed to working with the children in our community, in the name of our church. And we had to say to them, we're not going to be able to pay you for the next foreseeable future. We're putting a pause on our work. And we're going to have to just wait this out. It was hard to tell them that we're going to continue your benefits, but we're not going to be able to pay you. That was a difficult conversation. And through prayers and through tears, I saw those faculty members holding on to each other in the community that was connected through the phone lines. We were reborn in that moment as a community. As I watched their faces on the screen, they were family. It was nothing short of God with us in that moment. And we were being reborn. We were being reconnected. We were being transformed to one another. Nicodemus, the wind blows in and the blows out. You believe in the wind, Nicodemus? Then why don't you believe in the Spirit of God? Why don't you grasp the Spirit of God? The wind blows where it will, and so does this virus. Even now, there are things we're learning about it. This virus moves where it wants to go. It is mutating even as we speak. It is duplicating almost daily. Not just in America, but around the world, we have never been confronted with something of this magnitude before. But God's Spirit is also blowing. God's Spirit is bigger and more powerful than any virus in the world. Is this a serious time? Absolutely. We can't relax yet. There's still much that we don't know and much that is yet to be learned about where we are. This is not something that we can blame on anyone. This is not a political controversy. This is not a moral or ethical controversy. It's a biological challenge that is before us. And we have endured challenges before. You as a church have endured storms. I've mentioned those storms in the past. And you've come through them stronger. You've come through them richer in your faith. And this is one more storm that is before us. And I have every faith that God's Spirit is bigger than this storm as well. I can tell you, I miss being able to hug my daughters. I miss being able to hold my grandchildren. I miss human contact. Even in our house, Gail and I are trying to stay at safe distances from one another. I don't like talking to you over the internet. I want to be with you and among you. I want to be able to look you in the eyes and tell you the truth. I want to testify to what I've seen. I want to tell you what I know. And it's so difficult. And yet, God's Spirit says to us, stay faithful. Stay faithful. This is not a time for us to let down our safety nets. And this is not a time for us to let down our faith. God's faith is bigger than all of this. And I promise you, in the days to come, we will have a grand reunion. In the days to come, we are going to have Easter Sunday in the bigger sense than Easter, the holiday. We will be born again as a church. And I can't wait for that day when we dress up and put on our Sunday best clothes and come to the meeting house for glory. But until then, stay faithful. Please, if you can, remember us with your offerings. Please, if you can, take care of one another safely. Please, stay faithful. Because the end of this story is that grand two verses. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever would believe in him would not perish, but would live forever. From here to eternity is about our relationship with Jesus, not a relationship with a virus. From here to eternity is about making it to a relationship with God the Father for the rest of ever. It's not about a virus. And to emphasize that, Jesus goes on to say, God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that through him the world might be saved. So, Nick, have any questions? We speak of what we know. We testify to what we have seen. Jesus the Christ is God's gift to us as individuals, as a congregation, and to this world. And we claim that today with a faith that will not be diminished. Let's pray together. God, thank you so much for the way you love us and the way your words come to us when we most need them. Thank you for this church, what it means to one another, what it means to the community, even what it is meaning to the greater kingdom of God in these days. Thank you for these, my friends. Thank you especially for Jesus the Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. Thank you, folks. Continue to stay safe, and I will see you soon.